Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 6. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super, danke. Und dir?
Ja, gut, aber heute bin ich ein bisschen müde.
Ach wirklich? Weshalb?
Weil ich zu viel gearbeitet habe.
Echt, Marc? Du musst dich ein bisschen ausruhen.
Ja, das weiß ich. But nonetheless, we're delighted to be here with another episode of Coffee Break German. And this is the magazine. It's episode 6 of our magazine. And we've got an interesting topic today. We're heading to the topic of literature. What do you think, Andrea?
Yes, I'm really excited about this topic. It's about an author. And he wrote 2 of my favorite stories.
Excellent. Well, we'll find out more about this author in just a moment. Of course, this episode, like all the episodes of the magazine, features audio content. And if you are looking for the written version of the texts, then you can find them over on the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com. We'll give you a few more bits of information about that at the end of the show. But for now, let's get straight on with today's text. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. As usual, Oliveira is here to read the text for us. We'll listen to the text in full, and then Andrea and I will discuss the language contained in the text.
Also, Bühne frei für Oliveira.
Hallo zusammen, hier ist Oliveira. Heute geht es bei uns um Literatur. Also, fangen wir an. Michael Ende ist neben Erich Kästner der wohl bedeutendste deutschsprachige Jugendbuchautor des 20. Jahrhunderts. Er wurde am 12. November 1929 in Garmisch-Partenkirchen als Sohn des Malers Edgar Ende geboren und wuchs in München auf. Im Alter von 15 Jahren erhielt er wenige Wochen vor Kriegsende einen Stellungsbefehl zur Heimatverteidigung, zerriss diesen aber und wurde stattdessen Mitglied der Freiheitsaktion Bayern. Obwohl er nie ein guter Schüler war, absolvierte er nach dem Krieg noch in Stuttgart sein Abitur. Danach besuchte er die Schauspielschule und verfasste politische Kabaretttexte. 1952 lernte er die Schauspielerin Ingeborg Hoffmann kennen und zog mit ihr nach ihrer Hochzeit im Jahr 1960 nach Italien, wo er seine erfolgreichsten Werke verfasste, in denen sie einen großen Einfluss auf ihn hatte. Als sie 1985 unerwartet an einer Lungenembolie starb, zog er zurück nach München und heiratete 4 Jahre später die japanische Übersetzerin Mariko Sato. 1994 wurde bei Ende ein Magenkrebsleiden diagnostiziert, an dem er 1995 im Alter von 65 Jahren in Filderstadt in Baden-Württemberg starb. Seine Werke sind aber bis heute international berühmt und erfolgreich. Zu den bekanntesten gehören unter anderem Bücher wie Die unendliche Geschichte, The Neverending Story, Momo und Jim Knopf und Lukas der Lokomotivführer, Jim Button und Luke the Engine Driver. Ihr Erfolg ging weit über den deutschsprachigen Raum hinaus. Seine Werke wurden in über 40 Sprachen übersetzt und vielfach für Film, Fernsehen und Theater adaptiert. Durch die deutsch-US-amerikanische Filmadaption wurde die unendliche Geschichte besonders berühmt und bis heute sind die Musik, Zitate und Charaktere Teil der internationalen Popkultur. Doch die Produktion des Films zog auch einige Streitigkeiten mit sich, denn es wurde sehr viel vom Buch abgeändert, um den Film besser vermarkten zu können. Michael Ende war mit dem Endprodukt so unzufrieden, dass er letztendlich seinen Namen aus dem Abspann entfernen ließ. So oder so sind aber seine Werke und ihre Adaptationen nicht nur für Kinder, sondern auch für Erwachsene faszinierend, denn bei Michael Ende geht es um zeitlose Themen, die jeden beschäftigen. So findet man in seinen Werken, neben märchenhaften und surrealistischen Motiven, auch immer wieder politische und gesellschaftskritische Themen. In Jim Knopf übt Ende zwischen den Zeilen Kritik an den Idealen des Nationalsozialismus. Sowohl in Momo als auch in der unendlichen Geschichte kritisiert Ende die moderne Welt, in welcher der Mensch den Umgang mit seiner Umwelt und seiner eigenen Menschlichkeit vernachlässigt. Natürlich sind seine Werke aber vor allem für Erwachsene, Kinder von großem Wert, denn sie sprechen eins der schönsten Sachen unserer Kindheit an, unsere Fantasie.
Another interesting text, but again, some quite challenging vocabulary in there, Andrea.
Yes, indeed. And it will be worth it for our listeners. I'm really glad Oliveira chose this topic. Michael Ende is a wonderful writer.
Did I pick up something in the last part of the text that his books are as fascinating for children and for adults? Is there a,
yes,
an
she says erwachsene Kinder, so grown-up children.
Grown-up children, okay.
That would be myself.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, we'll come to that when we go through the full text. Let's go back to the beginning, and if you can read out parts of the sentences, then we'll talk about the language, and hopefully I'll get a chance at translating some of this.
Yes. So, I'll start. Mm-hmm. Michael Ende ist neben Erich Kästner der wohl bedeutendste deutschsprachige Jugendbuchautor des 20. Jahrhunderts.
Okay, one of these sentences from the very beginning that we've got to start thinking about word order there. So we're talking about the 20th century, mm-hmm. Of the 20th century, and he's next to Erich Kästner.
Yes.
He's the most famous or the most important.
So we have a very interesting word in there, and that's wohl. Mm-hmm. So Michael Ende ist neben Erich Kästner der wohl bedeutendste deutschsprachige Jugendbuchautor des 20. Jahrhunderts. That means that it is probably.
Okay, right. So the wohl in there is the probably part.
Yes.
Right. So what does wohl literally mean when you say zum wohl?
Yes, that is really a different context.
Okay.
Zum wohl, and then the wohl would be capitalized, mm-hmm. and that is your well-being.
Your well-being. But wohl without a capital means probably.
It means probably, yes.
Okay. So he's probably the most important German, the German language author for children or author for young people.
For young people, young yes.
People. Jugendbuchautor. It's like one word in German, but we split it up in English. Lots of long words in German. We'll come back to that later.
Yes. I'll read on. Mm-hmm. Er wurde am 12. November 1929 in Garmisch-Partenkirchen als Sohn des Malers Edgar Ende geboren.
Right, okay. That's a very long middle section there before we finally mm-hmm. get to the geboren. So he was born mm-hmm. on the 12th of November
yeah.
in Garmisch-Partenkirchen
yeah.
as the son of Maler.
Painter.
Painter, of course. Mm-hmm. So the son of the painter Edgar Ende?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Und wuchs in München auf.
Right, that looks to me like, first of all, a separable verb, but also an irregular preteritum.
Yes.
What's the infinitive?
So, aufwachsen.
Is that to be
to
raised?
To grow up, to, yeah.
To grow up, okay. Mm-hmm. So, aufwachsen. What's wachsen on its own? Is that just to wake?
To grow.
To grow, okay. Okay, what's to wake?
You mean wecken.
Wecken, okay. Yeah. Right, I'm getting mixed up. So to grow up, aufwachsen. Mm-hmm. And then that preteritum there is wuchs.
Yes.
Wuchs in München auf.
Genau.
He grew up in Munich. Okay.
Yes. Im Alter von 15 Jahren erhielt er wenige Wochen vor Kriegsende einen Stellungsbefehl zur Heimatverteidigung.
Right. There's a couple of things in here that I recognize. Heimat is the homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I think you said wenige Wochen vor Kriegsende. So a few weeks before the end of the war.
Yeah.
So im Alter von 15 Jahren, something about older than 15 years.
At the age of.
Ah, okay. At the age of 15 years,
mm-hmm.
He. A few weeks before the end of the war,
mm-hmm. Received.
Received.
Erhielt okay. is the preteritum of erhalten.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm. right.
To receive, yeah. So he received at the age of 15, few weeks before the end of the war. This is World War II.
Mm-hmm. What was it he received?
He received den Stellungsbefehl. That is the order to So you're drawn into the Heimatverteidigung.
So what's the Heimatverteidigung? Is that the home defense?
So Verteidigung is defense, and so it would be homeland defense.
Right. Okay. So he was called up basically to the homeland defense just a few weeks before the end of the war.
Yes.
Okay.
Zerriss diesen aber. So zerreißen is to tear it up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Zerriss, again, another preteritum here, I'm assuming.
So when we look at zerriss diesen aber, diesen, what would that be?
Is that the
Stellungsbefehl. So Befehl is an
paper.
Yeah, so a Befehl is an order.
Right.
And Stellung would be that you have to stand for it.
So the order there is a physical thing, is some kind of letter or something like that. So he tore up that letter.
Und wurde stattdessen Mitglied der Freiheitsaktion Bayern.
Right, so Mitglied, he became involved in, he became a member of.
A member, yeah.
The Freiheitsaktion Bayern, so Bavarian Freedom Action or something like
that? Yes, so they were...
a resistance group.
Yeah, resistance group, exactly, yeah. What is interesting in this sentence is stattdessen.
Something
I love this.
A town?
No, instead of.
I'm seeing this now and it's Stadt, S-T-A-T-T, not Stadt as in D-T.
Exactly. So Stadt means instead. Mm-hmm. And dessen is a nice genitive.
Okay.
So instead of this.
Right.
And this would be becoming a member of the Heimatverteidigung.
Okay. So let's just resume this part here, because basically at the age of 15, he got called up. He received a notification to join the Homeland Defense a few weeks before the end of the war. But instead, he tore it up and he became a member of Freedom Action Bavaria.
Exactly.
Okay.
Obwohl er nie ein guter Schüler war.
Although he was never a good student.
Exactly. Absolvierte er nach dem Krieg noch in Stuttgart sein Abitur.
Absolvierte, something about absolving?
Nein, absolvieren means that you finish it.
He gained his Abitur.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So his Abitur is the high school diploma.
Yes.
Okay.
Danach besuchte er die Schauspielschule. Und verfasste politische Kabaretttexte.
Right, so afterwards he attended. Is it like an acting school?
Yes. Und verfasste politische Kabaretttexte.
So did he write political, some kind of texts? What would Kabaretttexte
Kabarett
be?
Kabarett is a form of theatre.
Oh, like cabaret. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So he wrote cabaret plays.
Yes.
But they were political.
Yes.
Okay.
1952 lernte er die Schauspielerin Ingeborg Hoffmann kennen.
Right, so that's kennenlernen.
Yeah.
Right, because at first I was looking there, why did he learn something about this woman? But now he met this woman.
Yes.
So in 1952, and we don't need a preposition there, we just say 1952, he got to know or he met the actress Ingeborg Hoffmann.
Yeah. Und zog mit ihr nach ihrer Hochzeit im Jahr 1960 nach Italien.
Okay, zog, again, must be a preteritum. What's the...
Ja, ziehen.
Oh, that's to pull.
Ja, es ist auch to move. So move house, ziehen.
Okay.
Ich ziehe nach Deutschland. I'm moving to Germany. Ich ziehe in ein Haus.
Okay.
I'm moving into a house.
Right. So he... moved with her to Italy after their wedding in the year 1960.
Ja. Wo er seine erfolgreichsten Werke verfasste.
So verfasste, have we seen that already in this text?
Etwas verfassen is to write something.
All right. So is it exactly the same as schreiben then?
No, it is, first of all, higher register.
Okay.
Ich verfasse einen Brief, ich verfasse meine Memoiren.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
It's quite a dramatic thing. You wouldn't verfasse your shopping list.
Nein.
Okay.
Nein. I mean, you could. It's a bit funny. Okay.
Okay.
It has to be quite an important piece of writing.
I understand. Okay, so he wrote his most successful works there. So we've already mentioned to Italy, where he wrote his most successful works.
Exactly. And the sentence continues with another subordinate clause. Uh-huh. In denen sie einen großen Einfluss auf ihn hatte.
Right. This is one of these sentences that I understand, but never in a month of Sundays would I be able to make it myself, I think, at this stage. In denen, in which,
yes.
But it's which with a particular case, because I think that's the dative which.
Yes.
So in which she a big influence on him had.
Yes.
So these are the works in which she had a great influence on him.
Yes. So I'm going to read the whole sentence again with all the clauses.
Okay, let's hear it.
1952 lernte die Schauspielerin Ingeborg Hoffmann kennen und zog mit ihr nach ihrer Hochzeit im Jahr 1960 nach Italien, wo seine erfolgreichsten Werke verfasste, in denen sie einen großen Einfluss auf ihn hatte.
Okay, a lovely long sentence with multiple clauses, but we get there in the end.
Yes.
Andrea, let's just pause for a moment, because something I was wondering about this week. You've done lots of interpreting.
Yes.
When you're interpreting from German into English.
Yes.
And you're waiting for that verb at the end. How do you work all that?
Yes. So you need to anticipate what the speaker says.
Okay.
So basically what you do is you research the speaker and you get a feel for their opinion and what they would say. And then you can anticipate a lot of the content they're saying in a speech. And then you need to guess. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're wrong. And the big, the tricky thing is actually the nicht.
Ah, okay.
Because sometimes it might just be the opposite. And the other thing is obviously you know the language very well.
Yeah.
And you know the combinations, the verb-noun combinations and rhetoric, etc. So you can do a lot of guesswork. Sometimes you're wrong and then you need to correct yourself. That is not nice when it happens.
Yeah.
But you cannot just sit there and wait for this verb.
No, indeed. And if you've got to correct yourself by which time the speaker has gone on and started their next sentence, but you're correcting yourself and you're still a sentence behind.
Yes. I've been taught the swan technique.
The swan technique. Okay.
Yes.
I think we're getting off topic.
No,
this is fascinating.
It's very, very quickly. Very quickly. You paddle like crazy, but above the water, you look elegant and relaxed.
I see what you mean, Ned. Excellent. Okay. Well, we'll talk again about interpreting things. I'm sure you've got some interesting stories to share with us, but perhaps another day. Let's get back to our text here, and we'll continue to find out more about Michael Ende.
Als sie 1985 unerwartet an einer Lungenembolie starb, zog zurück nach München und heiratete 4 Jahre später die japanische Übersetzerin Mariko Sato.
Right, there is a lot in that sentence, not just in German, but in his life. So I think we're starting here as sie, so we're talking about her, we're talking about Ingeborg Hoffmann. So when she, in 1985, died?
Yeah, so von sterben.
Yeah, so when she died, is this of an unexpected lung embolism, pulmonary embolism?
Yes. So the unerwartet, unexpected, is referring to the dying. So she died unexpectedly
of a pulmonary embolism.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so we're using zog again. Zog zurück nach München. So he moved back to Munich und heiratete 4 Jahre später. And got married 4 years later to the Japanese translator.
Yes.
Mariko Sato.
Yes. 1994 wurde bei Ende ein Magenkrebsleiden diagnostiziert.
Okay, in 1994, he was diagnosed with stomach cancer?
Yes.
What's the Leiden?
Leiden is the suffering.
Right.
And we often add this to a diagnosis.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Magenkrebs Leiden.
Yeah.
So he was diagnosed with a stomach cancer.
Yes. An dem er 1995 im Alter von 65 Jahren in Filderstadt in Baden-Württemberg starb.
Right. An dem, is this as a result of that?
This is a nice relative clause.
Okay.
An dem means of which.
So mm-hmm. referring back to the cancer.
Yes.
So as a result of which, mm-hmm. in 1995, at the age of 65 years, mm-hmm. he died in Filderstadt in Baden-Württemberg.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Within this short life, nonetheless, he had some wonderful successes.
Indeed. Seine Werke sind aber bis heute international berühmt und erfolgreich.
Aber bis heute, is that even until today?
Yes.
So still today.
Mm-hmm.
So his works are still today mm-hmm. Internationally famous.
Yes.
And successful.
Yes. Zu den bekanntesten gehören unter anderem Bücher wie Die unendliche Geschichte, Momo und Jim Knopf und Lukas der Lokomotivführer.
Okay, so Oliveira gave us the translations of these titles.
Mm-hmm.
So, zu den bekanntesten, is that...
nice superlative.
Yeah, the most famous. So,
yes.
The best known.
Yes.
Is the best known include, is it that
yes.
kind of idea?
Yes, yes.
So, gehören unter anderem Bücher wie... Can you translate
so, yes.
all of this?
Yeah. So, gehören is belong to... And
right.
then unter anderem is among other
books, right. Mm-hmm. So among other books, the best known mm-hmm. ones include books mm-hmm. like The Neverending Story,
yeah.
Momo, and then you said, or Oliveira said, Jim Button and Luke the Engine Driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ihr Erfolg ging weit über den deutschsprachigen Raum hinaus.
So his success... went beyond the German-speaking world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Seine Werke wurden in über 40 Sprachen übersetzt.
So his works have been translated into over 40 languages.
Und vielfach für Film, Fernsehen und Theater adaptiert.
I'm not sure, but vielfach, I get the idea. They've been adapted for film, TV and theatre. But what's the vielfach?
Vielfach, many times.
Ah, right. Okay, many times. Und vielfach. And so they've been, and many times they've been adapted mm-hmm. for film, TV and theatre.
Genau. Durch die deutsch-US-amerikanische Filmadaption wurde die unendliche Geschichte besonders berühmt.
Right, so through the German-US film adaptation of the Neverending Story.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's actually not right. Mm. So through the German-US adaptation, the Neverending Story became particularly well known.
Ja, genau.
Okay.
Und bis heute sind Musik, Zitate und Charaktere Teil der internationalen Popkultur.
Right, so Teil der is part of mm-hmm. the international pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, and still today, and mm-hmm. even today, the music, the quotes,
mm-hmm.
so the script, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and the characters have become or are still part of international pop culture.
Genau.
Okay.
Doch die Produktion des Films zog auch einige Streitigkeiten mit sich.
Okay, right, so Streitigkeiten, are they difficulties?
Arguments.
Arguments, all right, okay, so doch die Produktion des Films, so through?
Doch ist wie aber.
Okay, so but.
But or though, yeah.
Right, so mm-hmm. though, the production of the films
mm-hmm.
Zog.
So mit sich ziehen. it basically pulls with it. Okay, uh-huh. It means it brings with it, came with, yeah. So as okay. a consequence of the film,
right.
there were
some arguments,
yes,
disputes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as mm-hmm. a consequence of the film, mm-hmm. there also came some disputes.
Yes.
Because
denn es wurde sehr viel vom Buch abgeändert.
So was lots changed
yes.
from the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now why? Den Film besser vermarkten zu können.
In order to be able to better market the
mm-hmm.
film?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Michael Ende war mit dem Endprodukt so unzufrieden.
So Michael Ende was so unhappy with mm-hmm. the end product,
mm-hmm. dass letztendlich seinen Namen aus dem Abspann entfernen ließ.
Right, I'm going to guess this because I'm not sure about the vocabulary here, but did he take his the name out of the credits, basically?
Yes, okay. Yes. So the Abspann is what comes after the film.
Yeah. So letztendlich, finally?
Yes.
So he finally, at the end of these arguments, yeah. presumably, mm-hmm. he had his name removed mm-hmm. from the credits. Can you just explain
yes.
the entfernen ließ?
Yes. So etwas machen lassen is yeah. to have
something done.
Something done.
Right.
So ich lasse mir die Haare schneiden.
I'm getting my hair done.
Yeah.
Ich lasse to me, mir,
yeah.
die Haare schneiden.
Yeah.
The hair to cut.
Yeah. So very often, so when we discuss something, for example, do you clean your house yourself? Ach nein, ich lasse das putzen. That means someone else is doing it.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh. Right, so etwas lassen, no, what was it?
Etwas machen lassen.
Etwas machen lassen.
Mm-hmm.
So here we've got, where's the machen in here?
So the machen is replaced by entfernen because that's what
of course it's what it is
that's
being
what
done.
It is that is being done, yeah.
Right. So the entfernen is to remove?
Yes. So
right.
because he didn't do this himself. He said to someone, please remove my name.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah?
Okay, right. Let's go to the final paragraph now.
Mm-hmm. So oder so, and I love this, huh?
Yeah.
So oder so sind aber seine Werke und ihre Adaptionen nicht nur für Kinder, sondern auch für Erwachsene faszinierend.
Okay, so either way.
Ja.
His works and his adaptations.
Ja.
Are not only for children, but mhm. also for, or are not only fascinating for children, mhm. but also for adults.
Genau. Denn bei Michael Ende geht es zeitlose Themen.
Because everything about Michael Ende, or he is about, is that timeless themes?
Ja, die jeden beschäftigen.
Oh, you've taught me beschäftigen before.
Ja, also hier beschäftigen is slightly different. So ich beschäftige mich mit diesen Themen, as I deal with, I keep uh-huh. myself busy with, etc. Dieses Thema beschäftigt mich means it's on my mind.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it like it concerns everyone?
Yes, exactly.
So these topics that the films are about
mm-hmm.
Concern everyone. They're on everyone's minds.
Genau.
So just coming back to mm-hmm. Beschäftigen. Beschäftigen, or the adjective beschäftigt, means busy, when someone's
yeah,
busy.
Genau.
Okay. But when something is busying your mind, it concerns you.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. good.
So findet man in seinen Werken neben märchenhaften und surrealistischen Motiven auch immer wieder politische und gesellschaftskritische Themen.
Right, so as a result, one finds in his works,
mm-hmm.
beside, is that fairy tales, märchenhaften?
Yeah, also märchen is a fairy tale, mm-hmm. and haft means that it is like this, and it, so it's like...
In a style of fairy
style
tales.
Style of fairy tales,
okay.
yeah.
So next to the fairy tale style,
mm-hmm.
And the surrealist mm-hmm. motives?
Yeah.
Or motifs, maybe, rather than motives.
Yeah, motifs. Yeah, yeah, motifs,
okay.
yes.
Also, always political and gesellschaftskritische Gesellschaft is like the society.
So topics that criticize society.
Society and politics. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Genau. In Jim Knopf übt Ende zwischen den Zeilen Kritik an den Idealen des Nationalsozialismus.
So in Jim Knopf, does he criticize the ideals of Nazism, National Socialism?
Yeah, genau. Okay. So Kritik üben.
Üben is to practice.
It's to practice. So to exercise okay. Criticism.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. There was zwischen something in there.
Zwischen den Zeilen means between the lines.
Ah, of course. I knew zwischen, but I my brain didn't work for Thailand there. Mm-hmm. So zwischen den Zeilen, between the lines.
Zwischen den Zeilen.
Den Zeilen, sorry.
Zeilen, ja. Genau. Sowohl in Momo als auch in der unendlichen Geschichte kritisiert Ende die moderne Welt.
So is that both in Momo and in The Neverending Story, Ende criticizes the modern world.
In welcher der Mensch den Umgang mit seiner Umwelt und seiner eigenen Menschlichkeit vernachlässigt.
Oh, this is tricky.
Yes.
So in which people den Umgang...
Mit etwas oder jemandem umgehen ist to deal with, to treat. Mm-hmm. Ja.
Okay. So... mit seiner Umwelt is with one's environment.
Ja.
Und seiner eigenen Menschlichkeit, peopleness.
Humanity.
Humanity, right, okay.
With their own humanity und vernachlässigen, was bedeutet das?
Keine Ahnung.
Neglect. Okay.
Right, okay.
So now let's try to make sense of this sentence. Huh? So in the modern world, so in which would refer to the modern world, people neglect dealing with their environment or their own humanity. Basically, they neglect the environment and their own
themselves.
Humanity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Natürlich sind seine Werke aber vor allem für erwachsene Kinder von großem Wert.
So naturally, or of course, his works are of great value for adult children, for grown-up children.
Ja, denn sie sprechen eins der schönsten Sachen unserer Kindheit an.
Because they speak about one of the most beautiful things from our childhood.
They speak to, ansprechen.
Ansprechen, okay, so they speak to, they appeal to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They appeal to one of the most beautiful things from our childhood, our imagination.
Yeah, unsere Fantasie.
Our fantasy, our imagination.
Genau.
Okay, I, as I said earlier, a lot of vocabulary, really interesting vocabulary in there. It was nice also to see some of those irregular verbs coming back a few times. I don't think I'll ever forget soak.
Yes, exactly.
We saw that many times. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back in a moment with our question. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Welcome back. It's the part of the show where the Coffee Break German listener becomes the star of the show. And this week, we've got an interesting question, not least because it's an interesting topic, but also because the question is asked in French. So over to you, Soumaya.
Bonjour, je suis Soumaya. Je vous appelle de France et je me permets de vous poser ma question en français. Et ma question concerne Coffee Break German. Et donc, j'apprends l'allemand depuis 4 ou 5 ans. Ma question concerne la position du verbe dans la phrase en allemand. Donc, on m'a toujours expliqué que normalement, le verbe se met en seconde position. Par exemple, morgen fahre ich nach Deutschland. Et seulement, j'ai remarqué que dans d'autres cas, le verbe se met en dernière position, quand il y a par exemple « weil »,« das ». Et donc, je voulais savoir quelle est vraiment la règle à ce sujet. Voilà.
Also, vielen Dank, Soumaya, oder merci beaucoup. Thank you for your question. A quick summary of this question. Soumaya has been learning German for some time, and she wants to know about the German word order and when verbs really go to the end or when they stick in second position. So, Andrea, can you help us here?
Yes, so important is that we're talking here about the conjugated verb. Mm-hmm. And the conjugated verb in a main clause, so in a Hauptsatz, is in the second position.
Okay.
And so Maya made a lovely example. Morgen fahre ich nach Deutschland. So she started here with an adverb, morgen. Mm-hmm. And then fahre would be the conjugated verb.
Yep.
And then ich, the subject, comes in third position.
Yep.
She could also have said, ich fahre morgen nach Deutschland. Or she could have said, nach Deutschland fahre ich morgen.
But in each situation, that verb is coming in the second position, just
yes,
as Soumaya said.
Exactly. So what we mean by position is also not the word.
Yeah, it's not
word.
The second word. It's just
yes,
the position.
It's the position of the element. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
For example, with nach Deutschland, we've got two words, but
yes,
it's still the first element
exactly
of the sentence.
So we have sometimes two verbs, mm-hmm, so with a modal verb.
Yep.
Morgen muss ich einkaufen.
Yeah.
And then we have the conjugated verb, which in this case is the modal verb, mm-hmm, that is in second position. And the verb in infinitive is at the end.
Yes.
Yes. So in the subordinate clause, a Nebensatz, mm-hmm, and so Maya used as example sentences starting with weil.
Weil, yeah.
There, the conjugated verb is at the end of the clause. Mm-hmm. Okay? Zum Beispiel, morgen fahre ich nach Deutschland, weil ich meine Mutter besuche.
Yeah, so weil ich meine Mutter besuche. So because I, my mother, visit.
Genau. So important is that it is at the end of the clause, not the sentence.
Yes.
Because I could have started with the subordinate clause. Weil ich meine Mutter besuche, fahre ich morgen nach Deutschland.
So, because I'm visiting my mother, and then that becomes your first position.
Yes.
Fahre ich nach Deutschland.
It's exactly
still in the second position.
So, exactly. So, the subordinate clause takes up the first position.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we start the second clause, the main clause, with fahre.
Fahre.
Yes. There are other reasons why people might get confused. And that's because we use und oder aber.
Yep.
And these words we put into the zero position.
Okay.
So that our rule works.
Yeah.
Zum Beispiel, morgen fahre ich nach Deutschland und ich besuche meine Mutter.
Yeah.
So we have the und, which takes up no position, mm-hmm, it's the zero position. And then ich is again in the first position, and then the verb,
yep,
is in the second position. Yeah, the same with aber.
Aber. Okay.
Yes?
Well, Soumaya, I hope that that helps. J'espère que cela vous aide avec votre allemand.
Oi, oi, oi.
Und noch einmal, merci beaucoup. If you have a question for Andrea for the Coffee Break German magazine, then let us know. You can contact us by voicemail. Leave a message on our UK number, which is 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347 474 6880. And in Australia, it's 0872006880. Or, of course, you can come straight to coffeebreakquestions.com and leave your message there in whichever language, preferably one that between us we speak. Okay, we'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment with Oliveira. So we're back for the final segment of this episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. And once more, we're here with Olivera. Hallo, Olivera.
Hallo, Marc. Wie geht's dir denn?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch gut, danke.
Also, was hast du für uns heute?
Heute habe ich für euch ein super Wort. Es ist nämlich sehr lang und sehr kompliziert.
Okay, so a very complicated and long word, which German, let's face it, is well known for.
Yes, exactly.
So what's the word that you found today?
Heute habe ich für euch ein Wort, das heißt Restmülltütenverschlusssicherungsdraht.
Oh, right, wait a minute. Let's slow this down one more time.
Restmülltütenverschlusssicherungsdraht.
Right, as a lot of German words, this is a compound word. There's lots of different bits in there. So can you go through each part of it? In fact, let's just build it up first of all.
Right.
Go through each part separately, mm-hmm. and I'll repeat that, and then we'll put it all together.
So the first one is Rest, which means the same as it does in English. It's uh-huh. just rest.
Rest, okay.
And then Müll means waste or garbage.
Okay, so Restmüll.
Yeah, Restmüll together means just normal waste. So
normal
when you
waste.
Separate... waste, then you've got plastic and everything, and you've also got Restmüll.
Okay.
And then Tüte means...
It's a bag?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Restmülltüte...
is a normal waste bag.
Right, okay. A garbage sack, I guess.
Yeah exactly. Okay.
Then the next part?
Is Verschluss.
So what's the Verschluss?
Verschluss comes from verschließen,
yeah.
which means to seal or to close something. So
okay.
Verschluss means the seal.
The seal. So this is the seal of the bag
mm-hmm, exactly.
for the normal waste.
Genau. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're getting there.
And then Sicherung.
That's something to do with security. It's like
yeah,
making
genau.
Sure. So is this making sure that that seal is closed?
In a way,
is that
yes,
where we're
it
getting?
Does. Yeah, it's... Basically, it's the thing that ensures that the bag is closed.
Okay, so what is the final part? Because there's one other part of this word.
That's the thing, which is Draht.
What does Draht mean?
Draht means wire. So
right.
we have some type of garbage bag that has a wire at the top,
mm-hmm.
and then which you can then bend to close the bag.
To ensure that that is
that it's
securely
yes.
sealed. For all your normal waste inside. And that gives us...
Restmülltütenverschlusssicherungsdraht.
I'm going to try saying this. Restmülltütenverschlusssicherungsdraht.
Very good. Sehr gut well, gemacht, Mark.
The most important question. How many letters? Wie viele...
Buchstaben?
Buchstaben, ja.
Es hat 38 Buchstaben.
38 Buchstaben. Okay, Olivera, your challenge for next time is find a longer word for us, okay?
Okay.
That's it for this episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. Well, that is it for another episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. How did you find that long word, Andrea?
Oh, that's just the daily life for
okay.
me.
Okay, yes. You always talk about that.
Yes.
What was it again?
Resttütenverschlusssicherungsdraht.
Restmülltüten.
Restmülltüten. Ja, es ist der Restmüll is a word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we will be back soon with more Coffee Break German. In the meantime, don't forget you can access all of the associated materials with this episode, and that includes a full transcript with all the bits of German with explanations and vocabulary. There is also a set of exercises to help you test what you've learned, and a list of vocabulary, which again you can use to check what you've learned, and you can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Now, our episodes go out every 2 weeks, and there's lots of content in each episode to keep you busy. But in between times, you can still practice your German with the Coffee Break team. We post regular language and cultural challenges on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break German. We'll learn German on Twitter, where we post regular updates and mini language lessons. And to take a peek behind the scenes of all things Coffee Break, follow Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
We will be back next time. And next time, we have got another interesting text for you. We are heading to Bremen next time, and some famous musicians will be joining us.
Eee-oh.
Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.